Praise the Lord. Hope that everyone had a wonderful day today. It was a blessed day. And how many just came to praise God tonight? Lift his name higher above all the earth as the word of God instructs us to do. Let's just stand to our feet tonight. And let's open our Bibles. We'll start off with a scripture. I'll be very brief. And let's turn to a song. Chapter 100. When we all have that, let's just say amen. Psalm chapter 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And I hope that we know he's God tonight. Amen. And it is he that has made us and not we ourselves, for we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endure to all generations. How many is glad to know the truth tonight? Amen. How many is glad? Come on now. That we've heard the truth, amen. So let's just bow our heads tonight for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord, to gather once again, to assemble together in this place, Lord God, where we can fellowship with one another in your spirit, Father God. Tonight, Lord, we just ask that your spirit would just come down and move about us all, Lord God. Lord Jesus, I pray tonight, Lord God, that you'll meet the needs of the people who've come, Lord God. They're expecting you to move tonight, Lord God. I'm expecting you to move. We're expecting the chains to be broken, demons to be cast out, Lord, the sick to be healed tonight, Lord God. We're expecting to see the captives set free tonight, Lord Jesus. And we believe with all our heart. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. So, Lord God, we'll just continue to trust you tonight. We'll worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. It's my prayer tonight, and we all say amen, amen, amen. Let's just turn, shake somebody's hand, and welcome them to the service tonight. Amen. Oh, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning, oh safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning, oh yes, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, well, oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path that grows from day to day. I'm leaning the everlasting. Come on, put your hands together. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Oh, I'm safe and secure from all alarms. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm. Oh, I'm leaning. Oh, the everlasting. Let's sing the next verse. Oh, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning the everlasting arms. I have a blessed peace with my Lord so near. I'm leaning the everlasting. Come on, help me say it. I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Oh, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Oh, leaning. Let's just let the musicians play tonight. Come on, put your hands together. coming is leaning on the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. Now for the last time, let's sing this last chorus. Oh, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Safe from all the alarms. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Leaning on. If y'all don't mind, just one last time. I know I said last time. Come on, one more time. Leaning. Oh, yes, I'm lean, lean and safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, I'm lean, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Come on, let's give God the praise tonight. Come on, He's worthy. Hallelujah. Give me a F. All right, let's go higher. And there's a song that says, I'm a conqueror, victorious. Amen. How many conquerors we have here tonight? I just want to know. Anybody had to conquer something to get here tonight? All right, all right. Because I'm a conqueror, victorious. I'm reigning with Jesus. Oh, I'm singing in heavenly places. With Him, oh, with Him, the kingdom. Oh, I know, no defeat, only victory for the kingdom. I know, let's sing it again. I'm a conqueror, well, I'm a conqueror, oh, victorious. Oh, I'm reigning, oh, with Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm in heavenly places. With Him, oh, the kingdom is within me. Well, I know no defeat, only victory. Oh, the kingdom. Well, I know. Well, I'm a conqueror. Come on, let's say it till we believe it. Oh, I'm reigning. Oh, I'm singing in heavenly places. So with Him. Oh, with Him, the kingdom of God. Well, I know. Oh, the kingdom. I know. Well, I know no defeat. Oh, well, I know no defeat. How many knows no defeat? I know no defeat. Hallelujah. Whoa. Well, I know no defeat. Come on, help me sing that. Well, I know no defeat. Well, I know no defeat. Come on, say it now. Say, I know no defeat. Oh, well, I know no defeat. Come on, point to somebody. Tell them, I know no defeat. Oh, I know no defeat. I've got the victory. I know no defeat. Yes, oh, I know no defeat. Come on, no music, let's say it. I know no defeat. Oh, well, I know no defeat. Oh, I know no defeat. Oh, well, I know no defeat. Without the music, one more time. Come on, say, I know no defeat. Well, I know no defeat. Oh, well, I know no defeat. Well, I know no defeat. Come on, musicians, the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God is within me. Well, I know no defeat, only victory. I know only strength and power. Now listen. Now we're going to do something a little different. We'll try something different here. Because I believe in worship. I believe in praise. I believe that sometimes praise can break the chains. I believe that praise can destroy the yoke. I'm I'm a believer that your praise can change the situation. I believe that your praise can change the atmosphere. You believe that tonight? Hey, amen. I want to try a song. I'm not sure if we can pick this up here. We're not going to do that song tonight. This will lead me to the cross. Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's hill where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay. Rid me of myself, I belong to you, but Lord, lead me, lead me to the cross. We just sing the first verse again. Savior, I come. Oh, well, Savior, I come. Quiet my soul, quiet my soul. Remember, oh, redemption's hill where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Oh, for my ransom. Can you raise your hand and say, everything I once held dear? Well, everything I once held dear, I count it all. All your heart, lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, oh Lord, I lay. Come on, rid me of myself, rid me of myself. I belong to you, well Lord, lead me to the cross. But lead me to the cross where your love poured. Come on, help me sing it. Oh, bring me to my knees. Bring me to my knees. Could you rid me of myself? Oh, I belong to you. Lord, lead me. Your heart, oh, to your heart. Come on, anybody just feel like worshiping him tonight. Oh, lead me to your heart. Lead me to your. Come on, with all your heart, let's sing it together. Oh, lead me to your heart. Well, lead me to your heart. Well, that's what we want you to do tonight, God. Lead me to your heart. Lord, we want to see you move in the service tonight. Just lead me to your. Help me to have a heart like yours, God. Well, lead me. Come on, let's shake it up. Lead me to your heart. Oh, lead me to your heart. Oh, lead me to your heart, God. Oh, lead me to your. Lead me to the cross. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out.
Lord, bring me to my knees. Lord, rid me of myself. I belong to you. Lord, lead me. If you provide the fire, this isn't part of the notes. Whoa, I'll provide the sacrifice. Whoa, if you pour out your spirit, if you pour out your spirit, then I will open up inside. Then I will open up inside. Come on, let's sing it again. If you provide the fire, if you provide. Come on, let's sing it to the Lord. Then I'll provide. Then I'll provide. Oh, I'm feeling that tonight. If you pour out your spirit, then I will open up inside. Oh, then I will open up inside. Come on, we're going to sing it again. Come on, help me. Put your hands together. If you provide the fire. If you provide the fire. Oh, I'll give you something to burn, Jesus. Then I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, Lord, pour out. Then I'll open this vessel to you tonight. Fill me up. Oh, so fill me up, God. Fill me up. Come on, say it. Fill. Say, fill me up. Whoa. Say, fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Hallelujah. Say, fill me up. One last time, if you provide the fire. Come on, say it like we mean it tonight. I'll give you something to burn, Jesus. Meaning from our heart, if you pour out your spirit, Lord. Oh, I'll open this vessel and I will open up inside. Listen, there's a part that says this. Says, fill me up until I overflow. Oh, I wanna run over. I want to run. Somebody say, fill me up till I overflow. That's how I feel tonight, God. Said I, whoa, I want to run. Come on, say, fill me up. Say, fill me till I overflow. I want to run over. Yes, I. Oh, say, fill me up till I overflow. Said, I want to run over, over and over and over and over, over and over. Fill me, say, fill me till I overflow. I want to run over. Come on, put those hands together. But I want to run over. Say, feel me, till I overflow. I want to run over. Let's let the musicians play that. Come on, put your hands together. Whoa. I came to praise him tonight. I came to be filled by him tonight. I came to be healed by him tonight. I came to be delivered by him tonight. Fill me up, God. Let's sing it one last time with all your heart to the King. Oh, fill me today till I overflow. I wish I just had a few young people. Don't mind just kind of filling the front and helping me worship. Say, fill me up. Come on, if you're a young person, who don't mind worshiping God and getting out and just letting your worship free tonight. You just want to come up to the front and just help me worship. Whoa, say, fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over, yes. I want to run over. For the last time, say, fill me till I overflow. Hey. I want to continue to play that softly. Now listen, I'm kind of getting tired of traditional service. Kind of getting tired of coming to church doing the same thing and leaving the same way and feeling the same way. And you know, in our church, you know, we back in Ocala, we were in a service, and at the end of the service, the Spirit of God came down in the worship. You know, the preaching was good, and we're not taking away from the word, because that's the most important part of the service. But somebody didn't get their breakthrough until the worship at the end of the service. And I watched as this brother, he got up from the guitar with a wheel, and he came towards the front while we were worshiping God, and he just began to cry out. You know, these are words to some people that were singing, fill me up. But to me, it's more than life. I'm asking God to do something for me tonight. I'm asking him to fill me up with his spirit tonight. I came to church with some needs. Maybe some of y'all didn't come to church with no needs. Maybe I'm just the only needed person tonight, but I come to church with a need tonight. I come to church with an expectation tonight. And I need God to come and fill me up. And I don't care how many times we got to sing the chorus. I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about getting what I need. So y'all don't mind me and my wife. We got some needs. Y'all young people, if y'all got some needs, y'all can come up here and help us worship. But we're going to worship God tonight. I said we're going to worship God tonight. I'm not looking for somebody else's anointing to rub off on me. God's already anointed me for this. Whoa, fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. So fill me up till I overflow. Overflow my life with your blessings, Jesus. I wanna overflow my life. Come on, let's sing it one last time. Fill me up. Well, fill me till I overflow. Oh, I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run. Well, fill me up. Fill me. Till I overflow, I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that your prayer? Is that your testimony? Somebody's getting a breakthrough. Somebody's being released from something tonight. I want to run over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's try this. Let's go a little up piece. Give me an A flat. Song says, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. A little faster. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. Well, I know you can, I know you will fight my battles if I just keep still. Say, Lord. All right, now we're going to have some church. Hey, say, Jesus, say, well, Jesus, be a vessel. Oh, well, I'm asking you to protect me. Well, as I travel along the way, whoa, I know you can, I know you will fight my battles if I just keep still. Say, Lord, Now come on, I want to hear you sing with all your heart. One more time. Jesus says, Jesus. Oh. Well, I'm asking you to protect me. Yes. As I travel alone. Yes, I know you can. I know you will. Fight my battles if I just keep still. Say, Lord. Come on. We all sing it with no music. Come on, somebody say, Jesus. Will Jesus be a fence? Well, I'm asking you to protect me. Whoa, I know he can. I know he will. Fight your battles if you just keep still. Come on, musicians. For the last time, Jesus, be a fence. Whoa. I gotta get my exercise in. Whoa, Jesus, I want you to. Whoa, I know you can. I know you will. Fight my battles if I just keep still. Say. Listen, I got some things I'm gonna ask him for. Listen, I'm gonna ask him for protection. Say protection. Say protection. Say along the way, say protection, say protection, say protection. Along the way, say my family, your family, my sister. Say along the way, say protection, say protection, say protection. Say along the way, he's my refuge, strong tower, my salvation. Along the way, say protection, say protection, say protection. Jesus be a fence. Whoa, Jesus be a fence. Oh, well, I'm asking you to protect me. Yeah. Whoa, I know he can. I know he will. Fight my battles if I just keep still. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I need protection. Let's try it again. Protection. 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 Along the way. Protection, protection, protection. Well, along the way, you know what else I need? My family, my family, my family. Well, along the way, guess what else? My healing, my healing, my healing. Well, along the way, come on, say my healing, my healing, my healing. Along the way. My breakthrough, my breakthrough, my breakthrough along the way. Come on, my breakthrough, my breakthrough, my breakthrough along the way, along the way, along the way, along the way, along the way. Somebody say, along the way, along the way, along the way. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, be a fence all around me. Yeah. Well, I'm asking you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can, I know you will fight my battles. Oh, Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Come on, give God the praise tonight. Come on now. I'm sorry, I'm having so much fun. I'm just having a good time in Jesus tonight. Let's sing one more old one. One more. Restoration. on, put your hands together like this. Oh, restoration has finally come. I've been restored back to my place in God. Whoa, restoration has finally, I've been restored. Let's sing it again. Whoa, restoration has finally, I've been restored back to my, whoa, restoration has finally, I want to see some young people bounce with me. I've been restored back. Whoa, what would I know about being restored if I never lost my place? Whoa, what would I know about his mercy if I hadn't gotten out of grace? It sort of reminds me of the prodigal son. Well, after his righteous living, all the evil he had done, yet when he returned, his father received him home, gave him a ring of gold. Guess what else? Put him on a rope, and he killed the fatted calf and gave him something he never, ever had. Restoration. Come on. Put those hands together. Oh, restoration. There's finally, I've been restored. Come on. I want you to point to somebody and tell them this. I'm restored, and I'm glad about it. Said, I'm restored, and I'm glad about it. Come on, say, I'm restored, and I'm glad about it. Anybody glad? Said, I'm restored, and I'm glad about it. Said, I'm glad. Said, I'm glad, glad. Said, I'm glad. Said, I'm glad, glad. Said, I'm glad about it. Said, I'm glad about it. Said, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Well, I pray about it. I sing about it. I shout about it. Said, I shout about it. 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 Whoa. Restoration has finally come. I've been restored. Whoa, restoration has finally, I've been restored. Been restored back to my place in God. Come on, anybody restore tonight? Woo! That was getting mad tonight now. Nah. Talking about restoration and protection and being filled of God. Yeah. Amen, amen. You can take your seat, but before you do, touch your neighbor. Tell them we in the right place tonight. Come on, touch somebody. Tell them we in the right place tonight. Amen. As we just prepare for a couple of specials, Sister Ashley, if you don't mind at this time, just coming in and giving us a special tonight. Amen. Come on, somebody. If you would just come, amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Y'all pray for me. The earth has been bathed with the blood of the righteous. And men today think they'll surely get by, unwilling to stand and fight in this. this battle. When Christians of old gladly gave their lives, oh, where are the rugged soldiers who stood on the front line and gave up their lives? Tell me where, oh, where are the ever so faithful standing shoulder to shoulder for the cause of Christ? Don't look to your neighbor when the word is going forth, but search deep within you, search your heart and your soul. See, you know for certain when you're giving Christ your all. Ooh, lay down all your excuses and pick up your cross. Oh, where are the rugged soldiers who stood on the front line and gave up their lives? Somebody tell me where, oh, where are the ever so faithful standing shoulder to shoulder for the cause of Christ? Oh, here, Lord, I'm one ragged soldier, and I'm standing on the front line. Lord, I give up my life. Oh, here, Lord, I'm faithful, standing on the front line, for the cause of Christ. Come on, tell me where are the rugged soldiers who stood on the front line just to give up their lives? Oh, where are the ever so faithful standing shoulder to shoulder? Oh, Lord, I'm shoulder to shoulder. I'll stand, Lord. Anybody willing to stand tonight? Shoulder to shoulder to shoulder to shoulder. Are you willing to fight, y'all? Say, I'll stand like shoulder. Shoulder to shoulder. Oh, for the cause of Christ. Oh, where, Lord, are those rugged soldiers that'll stand on the front line and give up their lives? Oh, tell me where are those ever so faithful standing shoulder to shoulder for the cause of Christ? Young people standing shoulder to shoulder. This is not just an old person's ministry, but oh, shoulder to shoulder, shoulder to shoulder. Hand in hand, I'm walking with you, Lord, shoulder. I'll gladly give my life for you, Lord, shoulder. See, I'll stand, Lord, right here. I'll stand with the ministry, Lord. Yes, shoulder to shoulder. Oh, shoulder to shoulder. Shoulder to shoulder for the cause of Christ.
Man, praise God. Thank you, my sister. Shoulder to shoulder. Oh, shoulder to shoulder. They'll stand there and fight, shoulder to shoulder. They'll face their enemies, shoulder to shoulder. No matter what we're going through, we'll stand, Lord, shoulder to shoulder. For the cause, for the cause of Christ. Amen. This time, if Spirit and Truth has a special tonight, we'd like to call them to come forward. Amen.
Bless you.
Choice today, I can't help but smile.
walk as I realize what you've done for me. All those battles you won for me, and that someday soon you will come for me. I can't help but sing, 'cause you already gave me the victory. And no pain and no hurt and no misery can take away my smile. What the others have to say, just smile.
Oh, just smile.
Take the good and be grateful. Know the bad will be handled, and smile. It will all be okay. Take the worry off your face. You look better anyway. Give it to God and just smile. All those battles you won for me, and that someday soon you will come for me. I can't help but sing, 'cause you already gave me the victory. And no pain and no hurt and no misery can take away my smile. I can't help but smile, 'cause I realize what you've done for me. All those battles you won for me, and that someday soon you will come for me. I can't help but sing, 'cause you already gave me the victory. And no pain and no hurt and no misery can take away my smile. Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. But the world's gonna see it today.
Come on now. Come on, let's get a Lord praise for that. Amen. I can't help but smile. Amen. My God. My God. We'll call one more special, Brother Solomon, if you don't mind, tonight. Just giving us a special tonight.
Praise the Lord. Might need you to put these words up here once I get started. I can't walk around with this thing in my hand. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. Hey! This means war. Me. Amen. Let me sing that first verse again. Yeah. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. The devil's on my trail, but I'm seeing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Sin is me, Lord. This me. Oh, yeah. This me. This me. Yeah. I've been in the storm and rain, but the blood still stays the same. What's ever going wrong, my war clothes are on. I might be in a daze, but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Send this mean war. This me. How many believe that tonight? Oh, this me. That's me. Amen. Let me tell you what I told that devil. You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. I plead. In the blood, there's healing in the blood. Oh, you can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. Joy in my soul, but God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. Attacking every day, but I'm watching all I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This me, Lord. This me.
Said, I plead, I plead. Whoa, there's power in the blood. There's salvation in the blood. My victory is in the blood. Listen, let's change it a little bit. There's a song that says this. It says, come on over here. The table is spread. Of the Lord is going on. You can drink from this fountain, it'll never run dry. Of a bountiful supply. Come on over, come on over here. Oh, the table is spread. Oh, yes, the feast of the Lord is going on. You can drink, drink from this fountain. It'll never run dry. Eat from a table of a bountiful. This means war. Now listen. I don't care how much Holy Ghost you got. I don't care how sanctified you think you are. When you step out these doors of the church, there's a devil on the other side who's trying to take you out. And if we just be honest with ourselves, we gonna have to fight. Now I ain't gonna fight sitting down. And the devil's coming after some of y'all for some things. But I come to declare war on the enemy tonight. I declare war on Satan tonight. Whoa, I plead the blood. Whoa, I plead. Whoa, I plead the blood. How many knows there's power in the blood? Whoa, I plead the blood. I like that, Brother Solomon. He said, you can't have my family. Whoa, you can't have my increase. Touch your neighbor, tell him, you can't have my breakthrough. Come on. So you can't have my, I plead. Whoa, I plead the blood. But I plead the blood, say. I plead the blood. This means, whoa, this means war. Come on, where my soldiers? Where the soldiers of God at tonight? Well, I feel like fighting now. I feel like taking out Mike Tyson now. I feel like taking on the devil tonight. Whoa! Amen, amen. Come on, high five two people, tell them this means war. Come on, high five two people, tell them this means war. Shake the person in front of you, tell them this means war. Whoa! Yes, this means war. I'm gonna leave it alone. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, we came to the right place tonight. People out there partying, clubbing, celebrating all kinds of things, Earth Day. But we came to celebrate Jesus tonight. I came to celebrate a risen King, a living Savior, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's more to me than anything. I came to praise God. Oh. You can be seated tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't want to say too much before the minister comes, so I'm going to get out the way. Brother Jack, if you don't mind just coming at this time. And as he just comes, if you just give him an applause, just appreciate him for allowing us to be here tonight and be in service with you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. How many got their war clothes on? My God, my God. I was sitting back there thinking just on our theme here for this weekend. I want to say thank you to everyone that's come out to just be here tonight. And I pray that you come under expectation because we're looking for God to do something special in our midst. But we had a scripture. It's been Brother Joe and Brother Justin and Brother Clurge have been kind of putting this together here, and I'm very grateful for the outcome thus far, and I'm looking forward to all that God has in store. But they had a little inspiration behind these services, and I wanted to just read that scripture, amen, that's pertaining to this, and also read a quote for you tonight. Ephesians chapter 6, and Brother Joe was just kind of sharing there that when we leave these meetings, we got to be ready to fight the devil. And the theme is equipped for war. You know, and I don't know about you, but I love meetings. Amen. I think they're precious memories that are generated from when we get together like this. But one of the things that I do not like is to see people defeated after the meeting. Amen. Why only have the victory at the meeting? But you can have it after the meeting too. But you have to equip yourself for war. It's going to be a battle once you leave here. Amen. So we want to just encourage you here with the word of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." You have to put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Because if you don't put it all on, the devil going to have a weak spot that he can hit you in. So you have to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. We want to equip you for war. Amen. That's what this is all about this weekend. And as Brother Joe was just kind of making a comment there, he said, you know, I just feel like declaring war on the enemy. Amen. And I'm one that I like that statement. Just a few weeks ago, I tried to kick off the meetings, amen, with a little sermon that the Lord gave me, going into the enemy's camp and taking back what he stole from us. Amen. And as I was just kind of sharing that thought with the church, you know, you can't declare war on the enemy and you can't go into the enemy's camp until you're actually fed up and you realize that what the enemy has belongs to you. And you're tired of him having it. So if he has your peace, you got to go in there and get it tonight. If he has your joy, you have to go in there and get it tonight. If he has your family, you got to go in there and get it tonight. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow. You can get it tonight. Declare war on the enemy. Anybody tired of the enemy having what belongs to you? I say, anybody really tired of the enemy having what belongs to you? When them brothers say, you can't have my family, that ought to mean something to you. If you got somebody in your family that's backslidden, you ought to say, Satan, you can't have my family. If he took a job from you and you lost some pay, you ought to tell him, you can't have my increase. You got to talk back to the devil. You know, in the scripture, David had was fighting with the enemy. He shouldn't have been there in the first place, but he was fighting with the enemy. And they sent him back home, said, no, we don't want him because he may actually turn on us as he goes out into battle. And he may actually turn and go and start fighting with his brothers. And, you know, so they sent him back. And when David went back home, the Bible tells us that he lost. I mean, everything was gone. I mean, his wives were gone. His children were gone. Not only that, but all the men that were following him, their wives, their children were gone. And they just got really discouraged. They got so discouraged that they were about ready to stone David. But I found something in the scripture that the Bible say David encouraged. Hello, somebody. Anybody know the word of God in here? David encouraged himself in the Lord. So if ain't nobody else going to pat you on the back, pat your own self on the back and say, I can make it. Hey, I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah, somebody. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, and David said, you know what the enemy got from me, it's more precious to me than it is to the enemy. So I declare war on the enemy, and I'm going to get my stuff. And the Bible says David recovered all. And I don't know what the devil's taking from you, but I want to tell you this weekend, you're going to recover. Somebody ought to receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. You ought to shout, I shall recover all. I shall recover all. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together and give God the praise in this place. Just a little thought here from the message, Deceived Church by the World. God's prophet made this comment in this message. Says, remember, we are not on a picnic, but we're in a battlefield. Says, many people just think that when they become a Christian, that's all that they need to do. That settles it forever. As they are Christian and everything's going to come easy. Say, don't ever get that in your head. For I become a Christian to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. I become a Christian to get in the battle lines. We're Christian soldiers. We got to be trained and brought up and know all the techniques of the enemy. To know how to fortify, to know how to fight the fight. And we can only do that as the Holy Spirit will reveal it to us. We cannot take what some other nation tells us. When we go to war, some of their ideas, but we got to take our own ideas the way the Holy Spirit would direct us and what ideas he would give us, because he is the commander in chief of the army of the Christians. And I believe this weekend, amen, as the different ministers would come forth, we will get our instructions for war. I believe that, amen, with all my heart. I believe we're going to get instructions. So church, my expectations that after the weekend is over, we're going to see young people not just waiting from meeting to meeting. And not just young people, even old people do this too. Wait from meeting to meeting to get your breakthrough. No, you're going to get it this weekend. You're going to keep it. You know, there come a time in the scripture where, you know, they were running from the Philistines. But after David overcame Goliath, if you read it carefully, you'll see that they also begin to chase Philistines. So when you get some overcoming power this weekend, I believe you're going to chase some devils. Come on, somebody. Ain't you ready to chase some devils? My. God richly bless you. Let's just have the brothers would come, amen, and we'll take tonight's tithes and offering. And I did want to also acknowledge all the pastors, amen, that are here. Brother Wesco in the back there. I thank God to see him, and thanks from his church. Amen. Also, Brother Smiley, amen, the saints from his church. Good to have them. Praise the Lord. And some of the other churches that are represented. Brother McDonald's church is represented here. Thank God for his precious son, Will. Amen. And one of the brothers that came with him. And I know some saints from South Carolina. Brother Simmons church. Amen. And now I don't know how they told me that this is the... What's your name, brother? I'm sorry. Brother Gordon. They told me he's the song lead at Brother Simmons church. And organ player too? Oh, his wife. Yeah, that's it. Lord Jesus. Something got to happen this weekend. Amen. But there's a song that we sing, and I got that song from Brother Gordon. Brother Smiley went up there to preach at their church, and while he was before he preached, they actually that brother began to sing that song, and I tell you, I stole it as soon as I heard it. You know, on the recording, I said, I got to have that one. But we appreciate your gift, and we pray that y'all do something for us before y'all leave here, amen, this weekend. Praise the Lord. Ocala's represented. Amen. We thank God for that. Brother Underwood, amen. Brother Clurge, his church is represented. Boynton Beach, amen. Brother Gene. They're represented. Praise the Lord. And I hope I ain't missed nobody else. If I did, y'all, please forgive me. Amen. Charge it to my head, not my heart. Okay, Brother Hamilton. Okay, Brother and Sister Hamilton, God bless you from Ocala. So good to have you all with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful time. Amen. And I got some special friends here tonight, Jack and Ketsia. It's so good to have them, amen, with us tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just pray over tonight's offering. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to be able to give. And Lord, we ask that you bless our giving, that you would use it for the furtherance of your kingdom. And as Lord, we just prepare for the remainder of this service, we pray that your spirit would just move in a very special way. We ask God that if there's one that needs the Holy Ghost, that you fill them. There's one that needs a healing. May they receive that, God, tonight. And Lord, whatever the need is, God, we pray that you meet your people at the point of their needs. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So I was telling y'all about this song that we heard on the tape, and I believe Brother Gordon was the one that was singing it, and we just loved it, brother. We loved it. So we start singing. Oh, when my heart is overwhelmed, I'm praying, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. That's higher than I. Oh Lord, when my heart is overwhelmed. Say, when my heart. Come on. I'm asking, lead me to the rock. Hallelujah. Oh, lead me to the rock. Higher than I, it's higher than I. Oh Lord. Say, it's higher than I. Yes, it is. Come on, let's sing that again. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, I'm praying, lead me to. Hallelujah. Oh, lead me to the rock. Higher than I, it's higher than I. Oh Lord, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart, I'm asking, lead me to the rock, say. Come on, it's higher than I, it's higher than I. Oh, it's higher than I. Hallelujah. Hey, say, lead me to the rock. Hallelujah. Say, lead me to the rock. Come on, say that again. Lead me to the rock. Say, lead me to. I want to go to the rock. Say, lead me. Hey, see, you are my firm foundation, my salvation, my solid rock. Come on, I'm talking about Jesus. Say, you are my firm, my salvation, my solid rock. Come on, sing it again. You are my firm foundation. You are my firm, my salvation, my solid rock, my salvation. My solid rock, my solid rock. You're my solid rock, my solid rock. Come on, you're my solid rock, you're my solid rock, you're my solid rock, you're my solid rock. Come on, you're my solid rock, you're my solid rock, you're my solid rock. You're my solid rock. Come on. My solid rock. You're my solid rock. You're my solid rock. You're my solid rock. My solid rock. You're my solid rock. You're my solid rock. You're my solid rock. When my heart is overwhelmed, I'm praying, lead me. Lead me to the rock. Say, lead me to. It's higher than I. It's higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart, oh, I'm asking, I'm asking. Oh, lead me to the rock. It's higher than I.
higher than I. Oh Lord, oh, it's higher than I. Somebody put those hands together for Jesus. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. I wanna go to the rock. I wanna go to the rock. Take me to the rock. Say, take me to the rock. Come on. I wanna go to the rock. Wanna go to the rock. Lead me to the rock. Oh, lead me to the rock. Come on, one more time. I wanna go to the rock. I wanna go to the rock. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. When my heart is overwhelmed, I'm praying, lead me. Come on, everybody, lead me to the rock. Come on, everybody, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. It's higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart, oh, I'm praying, hallelujah. Oh, lead me to the rock. Oh, it's higher than I. Oh, Lord, say it's higher than I. Come on, clap those hands for Jesus. Clap those hands for Jesus. Clap those hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, whatever you need, you can find it at the rock. You can find it at the rock. His name is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. Amen. Tonight, we want to welcome our brother Wilderson Clurge to the pulpit. He's coming to preach the word of the Lord to our hearts. And a young man that loves the Lord, and we just appreciate him, appreciate his ministry. And amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I was telling the young brothers in the back that I'm very proud of them for kind of coordinating and putting these meetings together. You know, there's a lot of young people their age that's trying to put parties together and all kind of stuff like that. But they're trying to do something for the Lord. And I think that's worthy of a clap offering. I think that's worthy of the clap offering. I just appreciate Brother Clurge and amen, Brother Joe, and also Brother Justin. We appreciate them and just thank God for them and all that they're doing this weekend. So I'm glad that you've come under expectation tonight. And I believe God's going to meet you here in a very special way. Let's just keep singing this song as he comes. Oh, when my heart is overwhelmed. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Oh Lord, that's higher than I. That's higher than I. Let's do this real quick. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock.
Lead me to the rock. I can't hear y'all. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. Yeah, I said, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. I said, lead me to the rock. Yeah, lead me to the rock. Give him a praise, hallelujah. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Y'all happy to be here? I really, usually this is the time when you give a little introduction. I have no introduction. I'm going straight to the word. Dave, Joe, and Brother Jack pretty much said everything. So we're going straight to the word. The Lord is here. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to Revelations. I was preparing this sermon, or preparing a sermon all week, pretty much all month, and then yesterday the Lord just shows up and says, nope, you're not preaching that, and changes it. So I'm going to preach from inspiration today. Is that all right? What you need, just pull on it. The Lord will give it to you, whatever you need. I don't really have any notes, so pull on what you need. What you need the Lord to say, he's going to say it. Amen. What you need him to do, he's going to do it. Y'all sound real quiet. Y'all got to be louder than that. Amen. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. This is your meeting, young people. Like, don't let the older people outshout y'all, or I'm going to get on y'all. Revelation chapter 12. We're going to read from verse 7 to verse 12. And it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil. And Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this moment, Lord. We feel your presence already, Lord Jesus. You're working already in our midst. Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you take control of me, Lord, that what I speak, Lord, be not me speaking, but you speaking to the needs of your people, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray you anoint me to speak and anoint, Lord, everyone else who is here to receive, Lord. And Lord, confirm your word with signs and wonders, Lord Jesus. Confirm with demonstration and power, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Before you sit down, I got a strange title. Before you sit down, I got a strange title. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Say it louder than that. Neighbor,
neighbor.
The enemy is necessary.
Enemy.
You may be seated. The enemy is necessary. There was war in heaven. That's what it says. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. There was war in heaven. The first war that was ever fought was not even fought here. Amen. The first war that was fought in heaven. What happened? God creates. When God was creating, it was the attributes in him he was expressing. Amen. And he created the angels to worship him. And amongst the angels was this angel he called Lucifer. Lucifer, the angel of light. Amen. He was the worship leader in heaven. Amen. And he was made with, the Bible says in Ezekiel, he was made of precious stones, diamonds, precious rocks. The Bible even says that his voice, amen, for a voice, he has these certain tubes and instruments. So every time he speaks, it sounds like music is coming out his mouth. And you got to remember that when the Lord cast him down, he never took these things from him. Amen. So when Lucifer speaks, it still sounds good. Amen. The Bible doesn't say, see how it sounds. It says, test the spirit. How do you test it? With the word. Test every spirit. I'm saying, test those preachers. Test the people talking to you. Test everything that comes to your mind. With what? The word. Test the spirit. Because Lucifer sounds good. Amen. And because he was beautiful, because he was the worship leader in heaven, because he had all of these things, he got prideful because he looked at himself as having something that everyone else didn't have. He looked at himself as having something that the other angels didn't have. He said, I'm beautiful. I look like this. They don't look like me. I'm better than them. I sound like this. They don't sound like me. I'm better than them. He got prideful because of that. Amen. And it's easy to become prideful and not really realize it simply because you think you got something no one else has. Amen. You got to always remember what you are. God made you. Where you're going, God's taking you. Amen. You can't get there without him. Amen. And Lucifer forgot that, and he thought that now he could pass his creator. He thought he could raise his throne higher than God's throne. And that was impossible, and so he got cast down. And the very interesting question that we often ask ourselves is, if God is omniscient, if God is omnipotent, omnipresent, he's omniscient. Omniscient means he's all-knowing. If he's all-knowing, why did he create Lucifer in the first place? He knew what he was going to do. He knew he was going to, you know, become prideful. He knew he was going to cause all the problems he's causing today. Why did he create him? Somebody say the enemy is necessary. Right after, let's go to verse 8. Right after, actually, let's go to verse 9. And it says, the dragon was cast down, the old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, and was cast into the earth, and its angels was cast out with him. Verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. And it continues on. It says, now is come salvation and strength and kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. After Lucifer's cast down, now comes salvation. Amen. Now it comes, not just salvation, but strength. Now comes power. Now comes Christ after Lucifer's cast down. Say it again. The enemy's necessary. God needed Lucifer to express something in himself. God said, I have something in me, but I can't get it out if I don't have an adversary. There are certain conditions I need to bring it out. Amen. And he said, Lucifer, you think you're working against me, but you're really working for me. Amen. Yeah, you betrayed the angels. Yeah, you pulled. Yeah, you caused war in heaven. And he says, thank you, Lucifer. Now I can go to the next step. Amen. Now I get to be a savior. Now I get to be a healer. Because before there was nobody to save. Before there was nobody to heal. Before there was nobody to deliver. And God sat there and said, I feel like saving someone today, but I can't do it yet. I feel like healing someone today, but I can't do it yet. And then Lucifer comes along. He says, there you go. This is what I was waiting for, an enemy. And then he begins to save. Then he begins to heal. Then he can express all the things inside of him because Lucifer did what he did. Say, the enemy's necessary. God moves when the conditions are not right. He moves when the conditions are corrupted. He moves when the conditions are bad. Amen. How is he going to heal if you're never sick? How is he going to deliver if you're never bound? So when I get sick, I ought to say, God's about to move. When I feel bound, I ought to say, God's about to deliver. Because he has a condition to inhabit now. He has something to do now. Amen. The works of Lucifer gave God something to do that he couldn't do before. Amen. The conditions. The Bible says that when Jesus came, he said he didn't come for those that were whole. He did not come for those that were thought themselves to be righteous. He came for the broken. He came for those that were that knew they needed something more. He came for those that knew they had problems. They knew they had issues. Amen. And I can say he came for me. I'm not perfect. I got problems. Amen. When I'm perfect, I'll let you know. Well, actually, I won't be here when I'm perfect. Amen. But I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. It's all right. God is here for you. You've given God something to do. The devil attacking you has given God something to do. Amen. The enemy is necessary. Amen. And if God, well, let's just take a look at this, because I think people often miss why they ought to praise God. We often wait for God to do something, to praise him. We often wait. We say, God, when you give me, I'm going to praise you. When you do, I'm going to praise you. Amen. When you act, I'm going to praise you. I promise, Lord, I'm going to praise you when you do it. And you sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait, and it never happens. Amen. God says, what if I don't do it? Will you not praise me? Amen. Are you looking for a reason to praise me? Amen. He said, praise me because I am. Praise me because of who I am. Praise me because of what I am. Because what you are, you can only be that because I am. If I cease to exist, you no longer exist. Amen. And the Bible says that God inhabits praise. So if you want God to show up, praise him. Amen. As long as you're not praising him, you don't give him an atmosphere for him to inhabit. He cannot show up until you begin praising him. Amen. So you want God to show up, praise him. It's simple. I'm sick. Lord, I know you're a healer. He shows up. Lord, I'm bound. I know you're a deliverer. He shows up. Amen. Praise is not music. Praise is when you express who God is with your mouth. You ought to have breath. It says everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise is when you express it with your mouth. Amen. So it's more than just clapping. It says, clap your hands, all you people, and shout with a voice of triumph. Amen. Praise has to come out your mouth. You got to be saying something, because it's your words that creates the atmosphere. Amen. You got to be saying. That's why I was like, you guys are speaking too low. Amen. You got to be saying something. Say it louder. Shout. Amen. Tell God who he is to you. And God is going to show up. When Moses asked him, who do I say sent me? What did he say? I am. God, I know you're a deliverer. He's going to show up and say, you're a healer. He's going to come up and say, amen. You're my way maker. He's going to come up and say, amen. He's just going to come up and say, I am. When Moses asked, he said, I am. Amen. If you ask, he's just going to say, I am. What do you need? I am. Amen. Regardless of your condition, you've got to be able to praise the Lord, because that's when he's going to show up. He's looking to show up for the broken. He's looking to show up to mend those that are not right. He's looking to show up for those that are sinful in nature. Amen. That's what he wants. You don't have to. You don't have to be embarrassed about who you are. You don't have to feel embarrassed or in any way about who you are. God knows who you are. He sees you. He knows. He already knew in the condition you would be in before you were there. He knows, and he's trying to get to you. Amen. He's trying. He's mending you. He's building you. He says, unless I build the house, the builders build in vain. The laborers labor in vain. For a long time, I was trying to build myself. Amen. I thought it was about how much I knew. So I was like, I need to study so much more, because I need to know so much more so God can use me. Amen. I said, I need to pray so much more so God can use me. And God said, no, no, you don't build up. You build down. Amen. If you build up, I'm going to have to break you and start all over again. Amen. You have to go down to come up. He says, I'm the one who's going to build you. I am the potter. You are the clay. I'm the one who's going to mold you into what I want you to be. Not you yourselves, not someone else. God is going to do it. If God created us in his image and in his likeness, he created man to look like him, the image, and he created man to be like him, the likeness. And if God needs conditions to operate, if God needs conditions to express what's inside of him, then so do you. What often happens after a meeting like this is we go home. Whoever goes to school, we go back to work. And what happens is we feel like the devil took our experience away because we feel the pressure again. And we say, I thought I was delivered from that. But why am I struggling with it again? I thought I was healed from that. Why do I feel that symptom in my body again? Amen. That's not saying that you're not delivered. It's not saying that you're not healed. It's not saying that your experience was not real. What it's actually saying is that God has allowed the devil to come in again to build you. Amen. He's allowed the devil to come in. More than that, he's allowed the devil to come in so something inside of you can be expressed. Let's read a verse. We're going to go to Ephesians 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, verse 20 says something that we often miss. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And then we stop there. Above all that we can ever ask or think. According to what? That worketh where? We often think a move of God is going to come from up. It's going to come from somewhere else. It's going to start right here and then come out. He's doing it according to the power that worketh in you. Amen. There is a power in you. And you don't even know what it could do. It says exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. You can't even think what it could do. Amen. It has not even come into your mind. And if it comes into your mind, that's not the power he's talking about. Because he said you can't even think of it. Amen. There's a power in you that he wants to use. He wants to use. He wants it to be expressed. And the only way it's going to be expressed is if you're put into pressure. Amen. The only way it's going to be expressed is if you're put into trials and tribulations. That's going to bring it out because it has to get the flesh out of the way. Amen. You got to be put into the pressure. You don't see the real beauty of the gold until it's put into pressure, until it's put into the fire. Amen. And we run from the fire. Amen. We try, you know, when we get these certain tests, we're just casting the devil. And God's like, no, you can't cast this one. I put him there. I'm teaching you how to fight. I'm teaching you that. I'm trying to show you there's something inside of you that you have not tapped into yet. Amen. That's what the Lord is doing. That's what he's been doing in my life. Just coming here, knowing I'm going to preach here today. Weeks in advance. And just trial after trial. Test after test. Things that you know, you've been delivered from, and all of a sudden they're coming back into your mind. Lustful spirits. I'm just being honest. Amen. All kind of stuff. You know, people that's usually real chill with you, all of a sudden getting on your nerves. And you know how it is. You want to say something. You want to curse them out. You know. Was playing basketball the other day. Just playing, what was it, 2 days ago? Just playing and, you know, having fun, and all of a sudden this kid gets mad for no reason. Who he coming at? He coming at me. And I'm sitting there, boy, I could, you know, real skinny kid. And then, you know, you just think about it like, nope, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for even thinking about it. You know, putting me through a test. And Lord saying, I'm trying to build you. I'm trying to, how do you know you have temperance if you're not put into a situation where you have to control your temper? How do you know you have patience until you're forced to wait? Amen. How do you know you have brotherly kindness until that brother ticks you off? Amen. How do you know you have love until the person that you love causes you problems? Amen. He's building. He's pulling something. He's trying to show you. He's showing you that you're delivered. Again, on a website, just trying to stream, watch, you know, some NBA playoffs. Guess what comes on the side of the screen? You know how it is on some of these websites. On the side of the screen, and you know we think we're extra spiritual. It doesn't even affect me. And then you try to go to sleep at night, and that picture keeps coming up. And there was a time where that picture would have made me do something else. But it didn't. What did that tell me? I got on my knees. I said, thank you for delivering me, Lord. You just proved it to me. You just proved to me that I'm delivered. Amen. That's what he's doing. That's why right when you walk out, you're tested.
right when you walk out, that same thing that you just got, that you just shouted about, all of a sudden is back. And it comes back harder. God is saying, no, let it come. I'm trying to show you. Amen. That you're delivered. I'm trying to show you. You get the symptoms right back in your body. God says, I'm trying to show you that you're healed. Amen. I'm pulling something out of you that you don't even know you have. Don't push it away. Embrace it. The enemy is necessary. I feel the Holy Ghost. How did they overcome? The next verse. Back in Revelations. The first thing it says is, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Every time you see the Lamb in the Bible, it is talking about Jesus and the cross. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says that if they had known who Jesus was, they would not have crucified him. The cross, you have to realize that the cross, back in those days, it was an embarrassment to die on a cross. Amen. It was because you were hung up there naked. You're like, people literally say, kill me any other way. Don't put me on the cross. You hung up there naked. And I don't know how long you hung up there, but you hung up there naked until you couldn't breathe anymore. Amen. It was an embarrassment to be hung on a cross. The cross was you know, the devil used the cross to create a fear factor amongst people. And then God takes the cross. Now when you see the cross, you don't even think about the devil. When you see the cross, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Jesus. Salvation. Christianity. That's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see the cross. You wouldn't even think that the cross used to be what it was. Amen. You don't even think about the history of the cross when you see the cross. Jesus took something that the devil used to do and he turned it around. Made the devil irrelevant. Said made the devil irrelevant. You don't even think about the pain. A lot of times we talk about Jesus died on the cross. We don't even think about the pain. We don't really think about the sufferings a lot of times. You know, we don't really think about, oh, he shed his blood. That's nice, beautiful. I'm saved. We don't really think about it. He shed his blood. He was up there bleeding. He was in pain. He was suffering. Amen. He had a crown of thorns on his head. Blood was coming down his face. He couldn't even see. Amen. And then worse, they take vinegar or whatever it was and they put it on to make it worse. We don't really think about that. That's the truth. We don't really think about that. Right when we see the cross, it's Jesus died. I have life. Glory be to God. I'm saved. Glory be to God. We don't really think about the importance of the cross. We don't talk about it anymore. The cross. And Jesus took this, the tool that the devil used to use, and he made the devil irrelevant. You don't even think about pain anymore when you look at the cross. You don't really think about the pain. He made it irrelevant. That's why he says, look upon me. When you look at him, everything else becomes irrelevant. He took the relevance out of the devil. And he made him necessary, but you're irrelevant. We don't really think about that when we talk about the cross. But he said, we overcame by the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, he gained victory. He defeated the devil, not us. Jesus defeated the devil when he died on the cross. When did he die on the cross? 2,000 years ago? Wrong. The Lamb was slain. The foundation of the world. So it pretty much means we always had victory. Before the day you were born, you had victory. Come on, bro. The day you were born, you had victory. Before that, when your parents was born, you had victory. Wasn't even here yet. Before that, when Adam was in the garden, you had victory. Because he was slain before the what? Today, we're trying to defeat the devil. We're fighting an enemy that's already defeated. We waste so much energy fighting an enemy that's already defeated. He's already defeated. You don't got to spend that much time with the devil.
You don't need all of that. You know, I watch stuff and folks be all this crazy speaking in tongues and stuff just to get one demon out. You don't need all that. He's already defeated. Jesus showed up in front of, you know, before the maniac, I believe. He had a legion. Jesus didn't spend all that time with him. In fact, when Jesus got there, the legion said, "Where do I go?" So I already know you're about to do something. I know I can't stay here. Tell me where to go. You might as well. Just tell me where to go. He said, "Go to some pigs." The legion said, "Yes, sir. You're in charge. Jesus is our example. If he could do it, I can do it too. Isn't it his Christ? He's in me. If he can do it, I don't need to spend all that time with the devil. Come on. Next. How did they overcome? By the word of their testimony. Which means what you're saying has something to do with whether you're going to overcome or not. The Bible again says life and death is in the power of the. So, praise. When you praise God, you're telling God who he is. But if you keep saying, "I'm sick," you're not. You're praising the devil. You're praising the perversion of healing. You keep saying, "Lord, I'm bound. I need you to do something." And you're praising the devil. Because the devil likes to hear that. When he hears you saying stuff like that, he says, "Someone's calling me. Listen to him. He's paying attention to me. I'm finally getting," you know how a little kid wants attention? That's what the devil wants. He wants attention. Amen. He wants you to focus on him. Lord, you know, we I believe brothers say that all the time. We're honest about it. We want to get the sin out of our life, but we keep looking at the sin. So over and over, we're like, "Lord, I have this," and, you know, we name whatever it is. And then right when we say it, the devil lightens up. There he goes. He just called me again. He just said my name again. Don't give him that much attention. We overcome by the testimony, by our words, by what we're saying. Amen. The same way God inhabits the praises of his people, the devil does the same. Evil spirits do the same. They inhabit the praises of their people. Don't give them, they don't even talk about them that much. Amen. The next one. It doesn't stop there, and it says, "And they love not their lives unto death." The Bible says, if you want to keep your life, you have to lose it. That those that try to keep their life, they lose it. Those that are willing to lose their life for my sake, they shall find it. Meaning that you have to give your life. Amen. So then this brings up a question. Who is the real enemy? Is it the devil? Who is the real enemy? It just said that you have to lose your life. Who's the real enemy? I'm the one who's the problem. The devil's already defeated. I'm the one still fighting. It's my flesh that's still fighting. It's my desires that's still fighting. The devil's already defeated. Who's the real enemy? So the real, we have to conquer. Conquer what? We have to conquer ourselves. We have to overcome. Overcome what? We have to overcome ourselves. Because the devil is not the real enemy. It's me. We are. What does the Bible say? It says, you know, there's so much right now. The Lord is moving already. The Bible says that we are tempted by the lust of our own flesh. Amen. We are tempted by the lust of our own flesh. All the devil does is he puts something in front of you. He gives you a suggestion. Amen. Now you have to understand that the devil knows what he's doing. He's been here a long time. Amen. He knows what he's doing. He studies you. The devil studies. We're the one who don't study, but the devil studies. And he studies you and he sees what you like. He sees where you like to go. He knows what you like to look at.
He knows what attracts you, so that's what he puts in front of you. And that's what tempts us. The temptation comes because we like it, not because he made us do it. It comes because we like it. Why do I consecrate so much? Why do I pray so much? Why should we pray so much? Why should we seek the face of God so much? Amen. It's to keep us connected to him. People would look at me and say, you know, you're just trying to be extra spiritual. I'm not that spiritual. I like to play basketball. I told a brother that I go to the gym every other day. He was like, you? I'm not that spiritual, bro. No. I have a life. You know, I play video games, appropriate video games. But I play some NBA FIFA. My brothers can't beat me. I do that kind of stuff. But I spend so much time on my face, praying, studying, fasting. Why? Because I know who I was. And I know the moment I stop, that thing that I like, it's coming back. The Bible says, Paul said, we die daily. Every day I have to die of my desires. The things that's trying to pull me back, I have to die. When I wake up the next morning, I got to die of it again. Because it's always going to be there in the flesh. I have to control my flesh. Because I am not my flesh. God created man and then he formed man. Created man is not a man made of flesh and bones. He created man and then he said he gave man a body. And then what he did after man sinned is he cursed the dirt. The dirt is your body. This is cursed. That's why it loves the things of the world. That's why it loves sin. It's cursed. Amen. But I am not my flesh. So my flesh is cursed. All right. That's irrelevant. That's not me. So I have to keep my flesh from making me do things. And I have to control my flesh. The Bible says my flesh is weak, but the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Because I'm not my flesh. I am a spirit in a body. My spirit has to control my flesh. Glory. The Bible, when God created man, he gave him charge, gave him dominion over the earth. He told him, you be in charge of the earth. What is your flesh? It's earth. The mud, that's earth. And he said, man, you be in charge of the earth. So the real enemy is my flesh that's trying to take charge. Amen. That's the real fight. I'm fighting against me. Someone say the enemy is necessary. So if I'm fighting against me, then what's the devil here for? Because he could have casted, instead of casting the devil, he could have just killed him. He could have just annihilated him. Amen. Could not. He could have. God can do whatever he wants. He could have annihilated him, but he didn't annihilate him. He sent him to earth. That's what the Bible says. That's what we just read. It said he cast him out of the heavens into the earth. Sent him to earth. Why? Again, the enemy's necessary. Why did he do that? When you look at the story of Job, you see something very interesting. The devil comes and God, you know, the devil shows up, and it's real funny because it shows that they got a personal relationship. They know exactly who each other are. He knew exactly where to find God. When he came, God knew he was coming. Then didn't really even ask him why he came. He just said, where'd you come from? And he said, I came from going to and fro from the earth, you know. And he says, did you see my servant Job? He's righteous. He loves me. He serves God. He comes to church. He's a good man. And the devil says, yeah, that's because you gave him a car. That's because you gave him a job. That's because he has a family. That's because everyone likes him. That's because he has money. He's good. He's like, take your hedge from around him. Let me take those things. I bet he won't serve you anymore. And God says, you want to bet? Let's find out. And he said, go ahead. Take his car. Take his money. Take his job. In fact, you could even take his family. Take his family from him. And we're going to see if he still served me. And he does. And then, and Job says, God gives, God takes, glory be to him. Man, the devil comes back and he says, all right, God, we got a problem here. The bet's not over yet. He's like, let me touch him now. Let me bind him up. Let me give him a sickness. Let me affect him personally. Let me give him a depression. Let me give him a suicidal spirit. Let me give him something. Amen. More than just his surroundings. Let me give him something. And I bet he'll forsake you. And Job is sitting there. And Job doesn't forsake God. But Job is kind of complaining. God, Job is saying, God, why are you doing this? Why did you, you know, let that happen? Why am I going through all of this when I've done all of these things for you? Why do I feel this way? And I do all of these things for you and I don't forsake you. And why do I feel like this? And when God shows up, God never says, well, I made a bet with the devil. No, sir. God shows up and God says, Job, where were you? When I laid the foundations of the earth. God shows up and says, where were you when the stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy? Where were you? And in the trial, Job got a revelation that preceded, that exceeded the book of Genesis. Where were you? Amen. And in the trial, he got a revelation. Amen. God says, no, you're going through this. And it was a bet. But while you're going through this, I want to show you something, Job. I'm not even going to talk about the bet I made with the devil because he's irrelevant. Let me just show you something about yourself. I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to show you where you were. I'm trying to show you where you're going. Amen. I'm trying to show you something about yourself. I'm not even going to talk about the devil. God shows up. He never mentions the bet he made with the devil. Never talks about him. What he says is, where were you? Think about it. And Job's thinking, and while he's asking Job questions, he answers the question and says, when the sons of God were shouting for joy, he tells Job where he was. He says, Job, when I was creating, when I said, let there be light, Job, you were there. You don't remember, but you were there. Amen. In fact, the devil that you see that's causing you problems, when I created him, you were there. Amen. You saw me create him. You don't remember. You were there. Because if you remembered, you would know he works for me. And the things you're going through, it's working in your favor because he works for me. Amen. Think about it. If God is our father and the devil works for him, the angels are servants of God. So when God casted the devil from heaven, he never fired him. He just demoted him. He said, I don't need you in heaven anymore. There's no place for you here. That's what the Bible says. It says there was no place found in heaven for him, but he sent him to earth. He said, I don't need you in eternity anymore, but there's a work for you to do in time. There's something I need you to do on earth for me. I need you to build my people up. Says, where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy? I was there. That's why I'm still shouting. That's why I still have a praise, because I was there. Amen. That's why I still love, because I was there. I was there. I don't remember. And he's bringing it back to my remembrance. I was there. I wasn't saved when someone laid hand on me. I wasn't saved when I cried on the altar. I was already saved. I just didn't know it yet. I was already saved. I was already there. I was already a son. The Bible says that the sons of God are those that are led by the Spirit are called the sons of God. And if I was a son of God when I was in his mind, that means I was already being led by the Spirit. So what happened when I received the Holy Ghost here? It was just a manifestation of what was already done there. Now, the devil has a purpose. The enemy is necessary. Let us say it again. The enemy is necessary. The Bible talks about, and I know Brother Jack likes this. I came to the service the other day, and I was, you know, praying that he didn't go into my sermon. The Bible says, even from Genesis, that it continually talks about the enemy being under your feet. Continually. And it's not, and I think we often miss the meaning why it says the enemy ought to be under your feet. There's a specific reason why the Lord continues to talk about the enemy being under your feet. Amen. It starts off in Genesis where it says, you shall bruise his head Oh, you shall crush his head and he shall bruise your heel. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And it says it in the Psalms where it says he's put all things under your feet. Yeah. And I was trying to understand this, and I came across a verse again in Psalms where it said that he's made your enemy, you know, your footstool. Sit on my right hand. You know, he's sitting on the right hand throne by the right. I don't even remember exactly what it says. Anyways, and it says that until he makes the enemy your footstool. Now, what did they use the footstool for? They used the footstool because the thrones, when they were made on elevated status. You know, they weren't just on the floor. They were kind of up there. So they to sit on the throne, they had to step on the footstool to come up. So when the Bible keeps talking about making the enemy your footstool, he's telling you that I'm sending your enemy so you can have something to step on. Because I'm trying to tell you to come a little higher. There are levels in God. The Bible says we are, you know, Paul says we are going from glory to glory. We are going from one level to the next. Amen. And if I'm going to go higher, I need something to step on. So the first trial comes. The first demon comes. I've got something to step on. The next one comes. I'm stepping on that one too. Every time I'm going higher. So the enemy is working for. Say it again. The enemy is necessary. He's working for you. He's giving you something to step on. And when they sit on the throne, where do they rest their feet? They rest their feet on the footstool. The enemy's working for me. He's giving you something so you can go higher. We often, this is the biggest struggle of a lot of young people, is that well, there's a lot of teachings and preaching and just sometimes the way we're brought up, that when we get the Holy Ghost, we're all right. That thing we used to struggle with is gone because the Holy Ghost just comes in and burns all of the desire away. And it's no longer there. Again, the Bible says we die. If I'm dying daily, there's something I'm dying of. If it just burned all the desire away, then why would I need to die daily? So these things, you know, it doesn't just burn everything away. There's not an instant perfection. It's a step from faith to virtue, from virtue to knowledge. It's a step. Amen. Once I overcome one thing, once I get this in place, once I get the faith, now I need some virtue. It's a step. I'm going higher. If it was instant perfection, then why are we still here? We ought to have raptured by now. If it was instant perfection, but it's not. Amen. The enemy is working for you. So when he comes, you just need to step on him. Use him to your advantage. Now the Bible tells us how to fight the enemy. This is where it's most interesting, because if the enemy is not really the devil, it's me, then do I need to fight him? If the enemy's already defeated, do I need to fight him? Brother Jack just read it. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Verse we talk about all the time. Verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I didn't read the whole thing, did I? Yeah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It tells us what we wrestle against. And then it tells us how we wrestle against them. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to So it tells you to put on an armor, and then it says just stand. It doesn't say fight. It says stand. So it says we wrestle against the principalities and powers and all these things. But then it says we stand. After you've done putting the full armor of God, you stand. Now, why do I need to put on an armor if I'm not going to fight? Why do I need? Well, let's see what the armor is. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with what? Truth. Who is the truth? Say that louder. Who is the truth? Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. The next one, having the breastplate of what? Who is your righteousness?
Jesus.
We're not righteous by ourselves. Have your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Who is your peace?
Jesus.
Above all, taking the shield of faith. Who is the author and finisher of your faith?
Jesus.
Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the very fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my
salvation.
Who is your salvation?
Jesus.
So putting on the armor is telling me to put on
Jesus.
And if I put on Jesus, I don't have to fight because the Lord will. The armor is going to fight by itself. The armor will fight by itself. All you need to do is put on. Say, put on Jesus. Brother Branham said, what's a church? It's a revelation, a true revelation of who she is. She will be. Say that again. She will be what? She will be an invincible army once you get the true revelation of who she is. The problem is we've been trying to fight the whole time. That's why we don't know who we are. It proves we don't know who we are, because if we knew who we are, we would know that our identity is in Jesus, and Jesus already won. So I'm not going to be an invincible army. I am an invincible army. When am I an invincible army? When I put on. Because Jesus can't be defeated. So I am an invincible army when I put on Jesus, when I put on the armor. I am. I'm not going to be. We say that and we shout about it a lot of times. We're going to be an invincible army. I'm like, why do we keep pushing it off? As if it's something we're going to be. The reason, I believe the reason why we're still here, we haven't raptured, is because we keep saying we're going to rapture. And the more if we keep saying it's something that's going to happen, it's going to remain something that's going to happen. Amen. He said, I am the high priest of your confession. When you say, I'm ready to go, God's going to say, yep, let's go. Amen. The Bible says that he said, the spirit and the bride say, both of them are saying the same thing. We're waiting for God to say, come. He's waiting for us to say, come. Amen. We're pushing things off. I'm going to be. One day I won't have to struggle with this no more. One day we're going to speak and things are just going to happen. Why not now? Why not now? What do you need tonight? Speak it now. What do you need tonight? Who has a need tonight? Just begin to speak it. And when you're done speaking it, praise the Lord for it. Because you just received it. Receive it. You got to do more than that if you're praising for something you received. Just receive it. What do you need? It's not going to happen. It's happening. It's always been happening. You just didn't realize it. You ought to tell the devil, you know, you're in trouble. You should have killed me when I was ignorant. Now I know. Now I know, devil. Yeah. Now that I know, I'm putting you back in your place. Under my feet. And if you try to crawl out, I'm going to put you back where you belong. Because I need somewhere to rest my feet. I need something to step on. You don't have no power. You work for me. Put him back where he belongs. We struggle so much with things we don't need to be struggling with. And we're waiting for the struggle to go away, and it's not going to go away. Put it under your feet. Let it take you to another level. Every time that thought comes into your head, just go down in prayer. And if the thought comes a lot, that means you're going to pray a lot. Every time you feel that pain, just praise the Lord for your healing. If you keep feeling it, just means you're going to praise the Lord a lot. It's working for you. It's already done. We're waiting for it. And it's been happening. Glory. Just figuring out what the Lord wants me to do. Figuring out what he wants to do. In fact, I'm not going to do anything. Take that back. I have nothing to do. You know who you are. Yes. You put that devil under your feet. Yes. If there is someone struggling next to you, you help him put that devil under his feet. Amen. We give ministers too much power, so we rely on them. Wow. You do not need me. My job is to point you to the rock. We keep relying on ministers. Minister's not going to rapture you. I can't rapture you. I can only point you to it. I can't deliver you. Only God can do that. I can't heal you. Only God can do that. I'm just pointing you to him. He's doing it. The enemy is working for you. He's here to take you to another level. God is trying to take us to another level. He's been doing it. And he's been trying, but we're not paying attention. We're looking at the sin too much. We're looking at our problems too much. We're looking at our pains too much. We keep looking at where we want to be and keep saying, that's where I want to be. And God says, if that's where you want to be, go there. He says, once you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. He's doing it. He's been doing it. It's already done. Give him a praise like it's already done. Just stand to your feet. Give him a praise like it's already done. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to come up here. You're being delivered where you are. You don't have to come up here. You're being healed where you are. If you feel like you need someone to lay hands on you, there's someone near you that can do it. In fact, put your arms around somebody. Everybody holding someone. I'm just going to pray together. We won't leave one behind. Just pray together. Just pray. Whatever's on your heart. Pray for the person on your right and on your left. Just pray for them. The yokes are breaking under the anointing. Just pray for them. Lord Jesus,
You're glorious. You're mighty. You're wonderful, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. No one else can do what you do. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you for your glory. Lord, we pray now, Lord, that you have your way, that you sweep the building. Lord Jesus, yet yokes. Let the walls come down now, O God. The thing that's had the people bound, Lord, our young people, our Lord Jesus, those, Lord, all ages, Lord Jesus, we just pray now, O God, that you will come through, Lord. Yokes cannot last under your presence, Lord Jesus, under the weight of your glory. We thank you for healing, Lord Jesus. Healing, Lord, not of our body, but of our spirit. The brokenness inside of us, Lord. Healings in our personalities and our emotions. We thank you, Lord, for lifting off depression. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the yokes of suicide. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it for your glory. We don't deserve anything from you, Lord. You show compassion and mercy and grace. Grace that we don't deserve. Lord, hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would have mercy and grace upon us once more, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our faults, Lord, and move in this place. Speak, Lord Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of lust in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. You have no power over her. You have no power over him. Free him in the name of Jesus. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke the spirit of diabetes in the name of Jesus. We rebuke all forms of cancer in the name of Jesus. You have been commanded to get under our feet. We are in charge in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, you are already defeated. Devil, you are already defeated. You have no power. You have no authority. I know who I am now. I know the power that I have. You have no authority. Satan, you are under my feet. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will have your way, O God, that you will speak, Lord. That you will move, that this word will not be taken from him, Lord Jesus. We pray that this word will not be taken from us, Lord Jesus. That you will have your way. That you will have your way, Lord. You will have your way, O God. Hallelujah. As the musicians come, give them praise. Hallelujah. Lord just keeps telling me in my spirit I don't have to be up here for much longer. He's working. He's already worked. Amen. You just had to keep praising him for it. The theme is equipped for war. The Bible says that we perish My people perish. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We're destroyed because we don't know. We don't really know who we're supposed to be fighting. We keep trying to fight a defeated enemy. Don't really know who we are, so we keep trying to become what we already are. And so we perish. You have been empowered with knowledge tonight. Yes, receive it. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. You and you are Alpha.
I give you all. I worship you, my Lord. You are worthy to be. Again, I give you all the glory. I worship you.
Understand. What the song is saying, it says, I give you all the glory. You are worthy to be praised. Why? Because you're the Alpha and Omega. You're worthy to be praised because of who you are. Not simply because of what you've done, because of who you are. God inhabits the praises of his people. So if I need something, I just need God to show up. Because everything I need is in God. So when I praise him, he shows up. I get exactly what I need. Not only do I get what I need, I get what I also don't need. I get what I need and ask him for. Why? Because God showed up. Why do I praise him? Because he's Alpha and Omega. Why do I praise him? Because of who he is. Because if he never does anything for me again, he still is. And I'll still praise him. One more time as Brother Jack comes up.
I give you. You, my Lord, for you. Come on, we give you all the glory. We worship you. You are worthy. Yes, you are, Jesus. Oh, we give you all. We lift our hands in this place. We give you all the glory. You are worthy, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, of our praise. Come on, we give you all. Say, we give you. Nobody's worthy but Jesus. Nobody's worthy but Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, our Lord, for you. You are worthy too. No matter what we're going through right now, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. We worship you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Come on. Every voice lifted. Every voice raised. Come on, we give you all the glory. We worship you. You are worthy. You are worthy, say you are worthy too. In the good times, in the bad times, you are worthy to be praised. We give you all the honor and glory, for you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, somebody. Give God the praise in this place. Worship Him, adore Him, honor Him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
My. How many appreciate the word of the Lord tonight? Our brother Wilders and clergy. You know, the enemy is necessary. And, you know, he was just, he got into that, talking about the footstool, and you have to have a footstool in order to get to the next level. And so we thank God for our trials. We thank God for our tribulations. Thank God for our distresses. God's using that, amen, for our benefit. And as he was just talking about that, this song just kind of came to my heart. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a young person. I'm getting closer and closer to 50 every day. And but this for the young people, since it's some of the youth service. It says, all things are working for my good. He's intentional, never failing. Come on, all things are working for my good. He's intentional, never failing. Oh, never. Come on, all things, I say, all things are working for my good. He's intentional, never failing. Come on, never. All things, he's intentional. That thing that you're going through right now, it's never failing. Say, never. It's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. Come on, say, it's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. Come on, say, I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Working for me. It's working for me. Come on, I don't have to worry. Come on, say, I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yes, it is. You ought to put your hands on it. Come on. I don't have to worry, cause say, it's working. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Working for me. Come on. I don't have to really say, is it working for me? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey. I don't have to really say, it's working. I believe it is. I know it is. Yes, it is. Hey, hey, hey. I don't have to worry. It's working. Working for my good. Yeah, yes it is. Oh, I don't have to worry. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hey. All things are working for my good, cause he's intentional, never failing. Say, all things are working. I believe it. Said, I believe it. It's intentional, never failing. Say, all things are working. Oh, he's intentional, never failing. Hey, come on, one more time. All things are working. Oh, he's
He's intentional, never failing say. I don't have to worry cause it's working for me. Come on, say. Do you believe that tonight? I said, do you believe that tonight? I don't have to worry. Ain't worried about my problems. Ain't worried about my trials. It's working for me, yes it is. Come on, I don't have to worry, say. Hey, hallelujah. I know it is, I know it is. Come on everybody, I don't have to worry cause it's working. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, come on one more time. I don't have to worry. I believe it. God, I believe it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all things are working for. Yeah. Never failing, say. All things. Hey, never failing, say. Come on, one more time. All things say. He's intentional. Say all things. Never failing. Hey, just the congregation. Everybody say all things. He's intentional. Never failing. Say all things. He's intentional. Never failing. Say. All these songs. It says, I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always. Come on. I know who goes before me. And I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. Say, hey, say it again. So I know who goes before me, yeah. The God is always, come on, hey, the one who reigns forever. Hears, hey, the God, hey, and nothing, oh, nothing born against me shall stand. Hey, yeah. You hold the whole world in your hand. Come on, yeah, and I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. Come on. You are faithful. Nothing formed, say nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hand. Hey, and I'm holding on to your promises. Cause you are faithful. Yes, you are faith. Come on. Nothing formed against me. Yeah, you hold. And I'm holding on to your promises. Cause you are faith. Oh, yes, you're faith. faithful. I know who goes before me, and I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. Say, the God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always, say, the God of angel armies is always by my side. Oh, somebody praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My, 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 my. How many just appreciate the Lord Jesus? Tomorrow morning service will be at 10:30 in the morning, and we look forward to just what God has in store for us. Now, we were advised not to do food because they told us that the young people typically eat and go out anyway, so don't do food. That's what they told us. So if y'all looking for it, we just went with the advice. Amen. We just went with the advice. So please don't hold that to our account. We were advised to do that. So that's what we did. And I pray that the young people be able to get out and fellowship a little bit around the word of the Lord. And amen. We just appreciate this tonight. The enemy is necessary. So stop complaining. Just start thanking God because he's giving you victory over everything that you're facing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just have a word of prayer. Amen. Before we, Father, we are so grateful for the word of the Lord that came to our hearts on tonight. And Lord, your prophet told us that when we recognize who we are, then the rapture is going to go. And God, the ministry, just coming trying to help us to understand who we are. Satan has been defeated since the foundation of the world. So Lord, the big fight is the fight that we have with ourselves. And I'm reminded of the Indian chief who was concerned about his struggle. And he's just saying, sometimes I have good days, sometimes I have bad days. And I begin to ask the question, say, he says, like a white dog and a black dog that's on my shoulder. They're constantly fighting. And they ask the question, say, well, which dog is the one that's winning? They say, the one that I feed the most, that's the one that's winning. So, God, I pray that we would feed off the word of God. Feed, Lord Jesus, on the truth that's been revealed to us in this hour. And, Father, that's the only way we're going to be able to overcome is by the word of the Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, and by the word of our testimony. Even when you came to this earth and Satan attacked you, you defeated the devil with the word. So help us, God, to embrace that and to use that to overcome the enemy. We are equipped for war. And, Father, we're already victorious because we are an invincible army, an army that cannot be defeated. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. I pray that you bless your people. And Lord, as they prepare to leave this place, go on their respective ways. As we come back in the morning for service, we pray that you would just meet us here, God, in a very special way. And we trust, oh God, that you get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we ask it. Amen. Give the Lord another hand of praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Tomorrow night, we were scheduled to have the service at 7:30, but I would love to. It was something that I missed on the invitation that went out, but I'd love to push it up to 6:30 if we can. If you can just get word out to those that might be coming on tomorrow night, we'd like to push that service to start at 6:30 if we can rather than 7:30. So keep that in mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. The brothers will come, amen, at this time to dismiss you. And amen. We will see you in the morning.
Amen. The Lord willing.